Dina, I saw your tweet yesterday and it said, exams are over, freedom. How's the freedom?
It feels great. This morning I woke up with a big smile on my face because, uni is definitely hard work. I really, really push myself. As a natural like athlete, you want to be as good as you can all the time, and it's the same with uni. I want to do as well as I can in assignments and exams, so I've been revising, studying, writing essays, and it's good to have everything done and that I can totally focus on athletics.
And you can put that all in a box now until October or whatever
and forget about it for a bit. Yeah, definitely. And then now I can just focus on trying to run fast, trying to stay healthy and make the Olympic team.
So this is the fun bit then?
This is definitely the fun bit. It's the bit that I love. It's the bit that I enjoy. I'm fortunate enough to be able to do something that I'm really passionate about and that I really, really, I just love full stop as a job, really. So I'm really lucky.
When we saw you in Birmingham at this meeting last year, came past most of us in the stand chasing down Alice and Felix and the place was going crackers. Tell me that was as much fun for you as it was for all of them.
It was, because me being me, obviously I didn't expect that to happen. Sure. I just remember thinking, Dina, this is your first 200 of the year, just run like this is your last race. You run like it's your last race, you've got a great opportunity. It was it was the most jam-packed 200 I've ever done, as in terms of the calibre of the athletes there with you. It was a really, really good field. I was just thinking, please don't come last, because it's easily one of those races where if everybody had been like running at their peak, I could have come last and been running a PB. So I was thinking, please do not come last at Birmingham, that'd be really bad. And I just remember the gun going and I just ran as fast as I could around the bend, and then I came off the bend and I was like, oh, I'm actually doing quite well. keep it up. And I just tried, and I was so, so happy to be able to cross the line anywhere near Alice and Felix. I'm obviously, like, by the time I got there being a competitor, I wanted to win the race. But realistically, I didn't mind that I came third. I got a massive PB, so I was really, really happy with that run.
So do you feel different now? Last year you came here as Dina Asher-Smith, talented emerging athlete, going to try and take on the superstars. Yeah. This year you come back as one of the stars, paraded here in front of us to tell us how great the meet is going to be. Is that different?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, because at the same time in my head I'm still trying to take on these girls. Like, I still watch their race and I think that was really good. Maybe if I could just sneak a bit of her race, I could be like, bang. It would be so good. So I very much still look up to all those people that I'm racing against. But I've still got a job to do. And I guess then in that aspect and my mentality, it hasn't really changed this much from last year to this year. Like, I've still got a job to do. I'm still going to, when I step on the line, I'm going to run as fast as I can, and doesn't matter any hype or any expectation. Like, that's just what I'm naturally going to go and do.
It must be a very exciting time for you. You will have a lot of people around you in the sort of British athletics scene and team to help you out, though, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the British athletics team are so fundamentally important to our development as athletes individually, and it's not just the media team you've all got here, like, seamlessly, everything's working seamlessly, got a nice timetable, and not many federations would like have that, so we're really, really fortunate. But also medical teams, like team management staff, when you go away, they really, really alleviate a lot of stress and make it easier for us to be able to focus on running fast and not have all the frills of stuff like just stuff to deal with. So I'm so grateful for the British Athletics team.
So you just have to run?
Yeah, that's literally the idea. We just have to run. You get to a competition and they're just like, don't worry about it. If there's any problems, like, we'll try and sort it. Just focus on running. And you're just like, oh, okay, thanks. It's nice. It's really nice.